want to start on time and finish on time. So, dear colleagues, dear members of the Scientific Council, please take your seats. We should start because we are a little bit late. I hope that, first of all the members of the Scientific Council are here, and all that are not members of the Council are not here. This is a closed session, so there will be, of course, no transmission, and I think we are ready to start. I will then start. The duty in front of us is to elect directors of the Frank Laboratory of Neutron Physics and of the Laboratory of Information Technologies, and we are requested to endorse the appointment of deputy directors of the Bogoliubov Laboratory of Theoretical Physics. So our task is to make a conclusion on the eligibility of candidates, to organize the elections, and to count the ballots. We have elected a committee to do the job for us. You have in front of you the list of candidates. Wait a minute. The election committee has elected its chairman. I'll give the floor to the chairman of that committee directly. And the chairman is Ivan Wilhelm. So I will now ask Ivan Wilhelm to run the floor for the election procedure, and if he could take over, this is the right time to do it. So Ivan, you're there, right? Okay. So now I give the floor to you, and you run the show.
Thank you. Thank you for the floor. And I would like to inform you very briefly, because I think that it is the standard procedure where we taken previously for many, many times. Well, today we are opening the procedure for election of five positions. Two candidates for the directors of two laboratories, that is the Laboratory of Neutron Physics and Laboratory of Information Technology. For the position of director of Frank Laboratory of Neutron Physics is one nominee, and it is Valery Shvetsov, which is given by, well, it is in our documents, sorry. Our documents, what we have. For the candidates for the vice directors of the Laboratory of Director of Laboratory of Information Technology is one nominee by Viktor Korenkov. And for the vice directors of Bogoliubov Laboratory of Theoretical Physics are three positions, and we have three nominees. That means, we have the number of nominees is exactly the same like the open positions. The election committee control the regulations and the rules. How it will fulfill for the presentation and for the procedure. We found out that all candidates have been nominated by full correspondence with the Joint Institute Nuclear Research Regulation for the election. It was endorsed by the Plenipotentiary Committee exactly in the 24 and 25 November 2017. The candidates meet the qualification requirements, and they, all of them, are eligible candidates. I would like to remind at that point that two nominees for the candidates for position of directors, Valery Shvetsov and Korenkov, are nominated for the second term in this position. With respect to the our regulation, for the election, they need to obtain 2/3 of the members participating in the election, 2/3 of number of voting members. That means the number of participating is of scientific council is 33. That means as a minimum 22 votes they need to be elected for the second term. For the members, the candidates doesn't obtain the required number and vote them a new election with an announce of this position. That means if they obtain less number, they are not elected, and that means it will be opened a new elections for next session of Scientific Council. Well, the deputy directors must obtain the simple majority because they are elected for the first term. Well, if there are some questions. Yes.
Just for information, so is there a third term or there is no third term?
No. Well, if there are no other questions to the procedure, I would like to follow the point of our agenda, because it was the text number is a short presentation of the candidates for the directors, shortly present the program for the next 5 years. Maybe additional information of my side is that all five positions are elected for 5 years terms. Valery Shvetsov, shortly about his program for next 5 years as a director.
Dear members of the Scientific Council, I would like to briefly tell you the results of the last 5 years of the laboratory and the current status and about our future. At present, we have around 540
maybe just members. Sorry.
Let me just interrupt formally, because for a short minute I'm becoming chairman. I understand that the committee has approved so far the decision of selecting the candidates as offered by the chairman of the election committee. Do I see any comments?
Yes.
I do not. Therefore, I take it that the scientific committee has approved the procedure of selecting the candidates and them presenting the programs now. Sorry for this interruption. It's a formal thing.
Thank you. So at present, we have around 540 staff personnel member, and among them 105, I checked this especially in database, this exact numbers, 105 from the other member countries than Russia. And later I will show you the dynamics of the number of people in the laboratory, and they will explain these points. We have around $20 million annual budget, and this year we have almost one half from this budget from the research. Two main scientific directions, nuclear physics and neutron scattering for studying the condensed matter. Also very strong methodical department. We have two basic facilities, IBR2, which is modernized and successfully operating, and IREN, electron accelerator-based neutron source, which is under construction. About 250 papers published annually in our laboratory. Two-thirds of them are in condensed matter direction, and about one-third in methodics and nuclear physics in other directions. During the last 5 years, you see the dynamics and also the numbers for 2015, how many people were hired to the laboratory. And you see the drastic increase, and this increase is mainly due to the people from the member countries and young people from member countries which are coming. Now we have a large number of young scientists from Kazakhstan, from Azerbaijan, from Polish group is very strong for a long time. We have a big number of scientists from Romania. And I can recognize these numbers just as an increase of the interest in the member countries of our institute in the research which we are doing in our laboratory. The age distribution shown on this diagram, I think it's maybe not excellent, but normal good distribution. Average age is less than 50, 47, close to 50, but less, 47. And you see the almost one half of the laboratory is younger than 40. And one new department appeared in the laboratory during these last 5 years. One of the separate divisions which exist in our institute before now become the part of our Frank laboratory. This is a sector of Raman spectroscopy, the division which is working very well, productive, in spite of low number, small number of people working there. They are working very good. They have very good instrument, this CARS microscope, Raman microscope, which they are doing. IBR2 modernization have been finished before my entrance to the position. And here, but I would like to remind this event, and I would like to thank at this moment the former directors of the laboratory, Viktor Aksyonov and Alexander Belushkin, which were directors at that time, and they made it possible successful modernization of the reactor, and it started up after the modernization in 2011. Now we have successfully operating IBR2 reactor, which lifetime is scheduled until somewhere here behind the desk, until the middle 30s of this century. It is one of the best of the brightest neutron sources in the world. The peak neutron flux density is in line with the most intense neutron sources at United States and Japan. And we will keep this position next 20-25 years. Around our reactor, we have now 15 instruments. In total, we have around 20 instruments. 15 of them are provided for international user community for experiments. User program is successfully operated, as it was mentioned in the report of Director General Academician Matveev. Several new instruments, and some of them I already mentioned in my talk about, devoting to the Solcris lab, that some of these instruments already at the world level, and our main goal will be to bring all other instruments on the world top level. This is also, you have seen the statistics on the user program. Also, I will skip the slides, you have already seen them. Demonstrating the progress in developing this radiography and tomography facility. Our efforts, as I mentioned, main efforts are concentrated on and financial and manpower resources are concentrated on upgrade and improvement of our instruments to have not only the best, one of the best neutron sources in the world, but also the best instruments to be more effective. And this is one of the examples for Fourier diffractometer, high resolution Fourier diffractometer. Now we are manufacturing a new backscattering detector with a solid angle around 1.5 steradian. It will be the first example of such an efficient detector in our lab. All other detectors had the area around, efficient area about 0.something steradians, not larger than 0.2. So it's almost tenfold increase in efficiency for this specific detector. But nevertheless, we will do, we are trying to do that for the same. And this slide I also demonstrated the high pressure diffractometer at GN6 installation, also significant increase due to new detection system, new mirror guide system, and so on. Successfully operating and divisions and departments in nuclear physics, Department of Neutron Activation Analysis also was mentioned here. This is an example of their research in air pollution studies by MOS biomonitoring in Europe, and the results are published in every 5 years in the Atlas of Heavy Metal Deposition in Europe. IRENE facility now is, I hope, since the second quarter of this year, will operate routinely during at least 1 year, because now we are finishing some significant part of the improvement. We are changing the cooling system, and finally it will work constantly for physicists, for experiments. But in spite of such a mode when installation was under upgrade and from time to time was switched on, we did some experiments there, and there is good examples of research. Most of them are applied, like activation analysis or some archaeological samples and so on. One other important topic have been started in the laboratory during the last 3 years. This is a preparation of the CDR for new neutron source of GNR. IBER2 lifetime is scheduled to around 2032-37, depending on the operating mode and depending on the different obstacles around to there. And the neutron scattering methods in Kadnes-Meri studies is one of the main scientific directions at the GNR, so we hope that this direction will be kept after the exhausting of IBER2 lifetime. And within next 10-30 years, the neutron beam time at the whole installation in Europe and all around the world will decrease drastically, because most of the reactors will be shut down, and the new spallation sources cannot cover this deficit of the neutron beam time. And here we are citing the document prepared by the strategy working group of ES3, which is cited here. So we think all these obstacles give us a possibility to start this work and to present later the results of our investigation for our program advisory committees and for the scientific council to you. At present, we can just announce some basic reference data for the new source, which already established inside the laboratory and inside the working groups which already exist. The technical idea is to have subcritical assembly with fissile material driven by proton accelerator with a modest beam power. So we are considering about 1 GeV proton accelerator and not higher than 100 kilowatt beam power. That means 0.1 milliampere, 100 microamps average current. For example, the ESS spallation neutron source, they will have 5 megawatt power beam power on the target. So that's what is 50 times higher. So here we are trying to save money and to save the technical and in time for designing and technical problems to save with this modest power accelerator. So we are proposed to have two options for pulse duration: short pulse around 20 microseconds and long pulse for 200-300 microseconds. First option will be used for inelastic neutron scattering and the long pulse for other type of the research. We already discussed several times this idea at the meetings of our program advisory committees. And the last meeting of the program during the last meeting of program advisory committee, we got recommendation with some specific times and dates advised to us by program advisory committee. And one of these dates is pointed here. So we are planning to publish the kickoff document for this project by mid of the next year in 2019. So what is for the future? I think that at present, thanks to the former directors of the laboratory, thanks to all the staff of the laboratory, and thanks to the directorate, which has supported us constantly, our laboratory is well developing with a balanced budget and manpower resources. Our basic facility, IBR2 reactor, will provide us possibility for research during the next 20-25 years. During the last years, laboratory becomes more attractive for young scientists and young people from other member countries, so we see here the future, also from Russia. And we see that we have perspectives. Our main short-term goal is improvement of our instruments on the IBR2 to most effectively use the neutrons from this bright source. And the main long-term perspective is developing of the concept and project and all next steps for the new source. That's all. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you very much. Questions to Dr. Shvetsov. Do I see any hands? Please, go ahead.
So, is that okay? So, Valerie, sorry for coming in late, but you and I have already discussed about the tremendous achievements you've had over the last few years. Coming to the last point, I agree, it's absolutely crucial to have a medium to long-term perspective, because in Europe, there is clearly going to be a huge shortfall in provision of neutrons from the middle of the next decade. In fact, today, ESFRI is meeting to discuss precisely what the landscape looks like for neutrons beyond that period. And I think there is a willingness to think openly about future collaboration with what is being developed in Russia. And I think the sooner that you can make your plans public and can be discussed more widely across countries, then the sooner you have a chance to engage strongly with a much wider variety of European countries.
I hope it will be done. Here we have one of the members of our scientific council, is Boris Sharkov, who is head of the working group on strategic planning of GNR. And all the materials will be delivered to this group of strategic planning, and it will be published officially on our website.
Thank you.
Further questions? Please.
Could you please describe maybe again to what do you assign the increase in young people coming to you, to the lab?
Not only our efforts maybe, but also, for example, annually we are making in nuclear physics, we have annual conference which we are holding already 26 years. This year will be 26th annual conference. And we are inviting everybody, but young people we are supporting constantly, independently on our possibilities, we are supporting them. In condensed matter, annually we have one or two dedicated schools for young scientists and students dedicated to science and to instrumentation. And from these schools, we are harvesting some young people which are coming. From the other side, the interest of the member countries of the Joint Institute is growing. For example, in case of Kazakhstan, it's totally initiative of their side. They have established the chair of the two universities. They have established links between chairs of two universities and Dubna University. And the young students are continue the study, finishing the study at Dubna University and simultaneously working in our laboratory, starting from bachelor's to magister's. And so on and so on. So it's a general situation. I cannot tell that only due to the lab efforts. It's a, in total.
Thank you. Further questions, please.
Please, can you tell us a little bit more about these new thematics connected with Raman spectroscopy, maybe in connection with so modern in that time low-dimensional system like graphene and so on?
They do not make in such kind of research. They have very powerful tool, as I understand, this Raman microscope. Raman microscope. They are studying the upscattering phenomena in the solid states and in crystals. They are studying also biological samples, the white program. And I think this instrument, so my potential is to bring the user policy to all other facilities and instruments which we have. Also nuclear physics and this Raman microscope, I think also will be proposed as a user facility, because the head of this department, he agreed already, and we will finalize this, and we will propose this and open to the community this instrument through our user program.
Thank you.
But this further specific question, sorry, I cannot answer for concerning the graphene.
Further questions, please.
My question relates to the proportion of fundamental physics and application in your lab.
It's a very difficult question. How to determine? You know, I've heard the story that sometimes Maxwell was asked after writing his equations of electromagnetic field whether it's fundamental or applied physics. At that time it was fundamental physics, now it's application. Speaking seriously, I think that in nuclear physics we have less percentage of applied physics. In the condensed matter it's larger. If we are talking about the specific examples of direct applications into the industry or into some pre-production stage, we almost do not have such an examples. Only few during the last two decades. If we are talking about our involvement in the process which is going to the application, it's much larger. In the nuclear physics, we are working with the pulse generators and routine and radiators, isotope neutron sources, on developing the instruments for analysis of ore concentrate. On the mining factory, you have, before going to the melting pot, you have ore is concentrated, and the percentage of elements in the concentrate is important thing. It's necessary to make fast analysis, and we are working in this direction. In condensed matter, one of the maybe brightest application is investigation of the lithium-based batteries and accumulators. We can study with neutron diffraction, can study the chemical elements on both electrodes and electrolyte, and with different instruments. Now we have three instruments involved. So this is an example. A percentage, I would say, 10% of applied research in total, not more.
That question is if you also are engaged into, say, nuclear data determination. Why? Because, as it was correctly indicated in your presentation,
yes.
Many facilities will shut down,
yes.
And it will be
yes.
a lack of
yes,
facilities.
Right. The iron facility, one of the tasks, scientific tasks for iron facility is the nuclear data. And I hope that when it will start operate normally and routinely, one of the tasks will be. We have several examples, several publications on nuclear data already done at the iron facility, but we will continue. Because we have traditions, we have an experience, we have instruments, I mean detectors and systems and so on.
Thank you for your answer.
Thank you.
I'm satisfied with the answer.
Thank you. Further questions? Please.
Yeah, coming back to this very preliminary proposal of a new driver for neutrons, of course, the remark was made that it has to be closely discussed within Europe. And the who are the facilities who are closing, the ones who are going up, and so on. I just want to add, I'm sure everybody thinks about it, but just to be trivial, to add also the overall roadmap in Asia and in US, Japan, and so on. This is very important because sometimes we are looking at ourselves in Europe, but maybe the rest of the world has different ideas.
Okay, we will do that, of course, and it's one of our goals to be in international. We are international by definition, but also we will have to attract the people, potential users, and to find the specific scientific tasks for this source. And of course, we are looking around.
Thank you. Further questions? Okay, now I see no hands. So thank you once again.
Thank you.
And now now the floor will be taken by Vladimir Karenkov, who will show us the future of the Laboratory of Information Technology.
Dear colleagues, I presented status and perspective to development of laboratory information technology before lunch, and now I presented additional information. Short information about little resources from during the last 5 years. We organized three new components into have been put into operation. Tier 1 center for CMS experiment, one of 7 volt center for CMS experiment, new cloud infrastructure, and new heterogeneous computation cluster hybrid lead. We increased our LAN and local area network and world area network by 10 times, traffic by 10 times, computation nodes by 2 times, storage system by 3.5 times, and installed tape robot for 9 petabyte. We can see information about our resources in 2013 and 2016. We create new engineering infrastructure, modernization of our building. A short information about lead personnel. Total 327 scientists, 100 engineering and programmers, 177 workers, 50. Doctor of Science total 26 from Russia, 21 in other countries, 5. PhD total 62 from Russia, 47, and in other countries, 15. Scientists 178 from Russia, 22 from other countries. And now in our laboratory works 14 students. Short information about lead publications. Total publication in FIS and publication in collaboration and conference proceedings. Excuse me. Short information about problems, solution, prospects. We can see information about personnel, engineering and programmers, and scientists. Now the big problem is information security. We continue development tools and mechanism information security, license coordination licensing policy in joint institutional recognition, and prepare new dissertation council, and we organized many conference, school, training for young people from member states or joint institute for nuclear research. now we concentration of efforts in the main direction of elite development. Our budget for development about $5 million dollars. Our task, effective use of budget resources, attraction of extra budgetary funds from many grants, intensive in the international relation, especially with members, junior member states, by means of a joint scientific program, grant, scientific school and conference, development of a system of training, IT expert from junior and member states. Our important task, attracting talented students from University of Russia and junior member states for the preparation of master's thesis on the subject of laboratory information technology, attraction, activation of lead basic chairs, distributed computing. LIT will become attractive center for talented and creative youth, where we young scientists will find good condition for professional growth. Our task, development of a system of improving professional skills with the IT fields. We can see main goals of for 7 years plan for development of laboratory information technology. I We prepare a strategy of information technology and scientific computing in general. Our main task, implementation of all tasks in 7 years plan for the development of laboratory information technology. Development of IT infrastructure is one of general basic facility. Development of a multifunctional information computing complex, strategy of information technology and scientific computing generates creating scientific IT ecosystems which combined variety of technology solutions, concepts and methodologies. And new trends are digital science, digital economics. Our concrete direction of development of laboratory information technology, development of computer model and mega project architecture, not only for NICA, but other mega project LHC, FIRE, PIC, LI, SCA. Development of architecture, distributed system of data storage, processing and analysis for experiments on NICA complex. New challenges, data lakes and HEP software foundation. Parallel and hybrid computing, re-engineering of software packages for modern architecture, development of a universal platform Panda for a large-scale project, development of a system of distributed monitoring, intelligent management, simulation of complex system, quantum computing, development of modern data analytics methods, machine learning, deep learning, development of implementation, big data methods and technologies. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you, Vladimir. Now, questions. Questions for Vladimir, please.
It is somehow an accepted paradigm that in IT technology the speed increases about a factor of 2 every 10 years or so. 10 years is the 2 mandates that you will have. What you can say in this context? And the second question will be, what is the degree of occupancy of your facilities for IT in the given moment?
The first about grid technology.
The first question was about the doubling of the capacity of the IT systems every 10 years. Mm-hmm. So how, from this perspective, is situated the facility in Dubna, IT facilities in Dubna?
Now very intensive development of hardware resources, and we adapting new trends in the development IT on our institute in adapted for new trends of development IT in our institute. Now we development grid, cloud and HPC in integration all and technology for effective using all resources. And Ten times for last 5 years. But if you using a storage system, disk storage system together with tape robot, also 10 times.
Further questions? I see none, so let's thank the speaker once again. I believe that what's expected now is to have both of our speakers out and have a discussion on before taking a vote. So would both speakers, Valery and Vladimir, leave this room, please? And then we have a frank discussion, yeah?
We can discuss.
So we want to have, sorry. So please stay. No, you don't have to go yet. Yeah, don't have to yet. We now invite Professor Dmitry Kazakov, director of the Bogoliubov Laboratory, to introduce proposed candidates for the deputy, for his deputy director. So Professor Kazakov, would you kindly show your candidates? And both speakers can stay.
So according to regulations, I have to suggest three candidates for positions of deputy directors. I present you my suggestion now. I must say first that I was not approached by any member state with their suggestions. So what I suggested, just my suggestions. Already here I found out that one of the candidates was also nominated by Slovak Republic, which is fine, which somehow coincides with my proposal. So now I come to personalities. First one is Alexei Isaev, shown here. He is educated in Moscow University, then was postgraduate student in Serpuhov in Institute of High Energy Physics, and has 2 degrees, candidate of science and doctor of science. His professional career actually is related to Bogoliubov Laboratory of Theoretical Physics, starting from junior position, and now he serves like a deputy director. He was a deputy director with the previous director of the Joint Institute for 5 years. So in a sense, this is nomination for his second 5 years with the new directorate of our laboratory. His scientific interest is mathematical physics. So you know that in our laboratory there are 4 main departments. One of them is mathematical physics, and he is one of the leaders of this department of mathematical physics since 2003. And as I said, the last 5 years he was also deputy director of the laboratory. He has some published more than 100 scientific papers. I have some list here, but probably it's hard to read. These are recent papers in recent 5 years while he was a deputy director, continued his scientific research. All these journals are highly rating international journals. He also published this year a book. This is shown here on theory, group theory. It's in Russian together with Valery Rubakov, and has a first prize of Jenner Prize in 1997. So that's it for Alexei Isaev. The second candidate is Nikolai Antonenko. He is younger, actually the youngest candidate. He had a diploma on physics in Tomsk Polytechnical University, and then he has his PhD in habilitation thesis here in Dubno in the Bogolyubov Laboratory. So at the moment he is working in the Bogolyubov Laboratory, and this few months is acting deputy director. Already he is a nuclear physicist and was a head of a nuclear theory department of Bogolyubov Laboratory for Theoretical Physics. He also has Jenner prizes for science, and spent some time abroad under this Humboldt Fellowship and Scopus Award. So he's, as I said, he's a nuclear physicist, mainly structure and nuclear structure. And this is a list of his publications. It's quite short, but you can see that quite a lot of papers published during these 5 years in well-recognized scientific journals. So my third candidate is Michal Gnatich from Slovakia. He graduated from Leningrad State University and then made his both degrees, like candidate of science and doctor of science in Russian terminology, and worked in Košice, the university in Košice, and in recent years he works in the Bogolyubov Laboratory of Theoretical Physics. His research interest related to application of quantum field theory in turbulence and condensed matter physics. So looking at these three candidates, you see that they cover three different parts of Bogolyubov Laboratory of Theoretical Physics: nuclear physics, mathematical physics, and condensed matter physics. And the fourth one is particle physics, and this is my responsibility. So this directorate, which I suggest from scientific point of view, covers all activities of Laboratory of Theoretical Physics. Michal Gnatich already worked for 5 years like a deputy director of our laboratory when the director was Viktor Voronov, and we consider his work during these 5 years as quite successful. He was quite active in, like a member of the directorate, and his special concern was non-Russian member states. And so I suggest him to continue his work like deputy director in this new directorate. So his scientific interests, as I said, are related to quantum field theory methods in turbulence and condensed matter physics and chaos and all these things. He also published around 100 scientific papers and was a supervisor of young people. And I must say that at the moment in now theoretical laboratory, we have a group of young Slovak physicists, quite a big and active one, and he is the head of this group. So that's it, and this is my suggestion for these three positions, and I would like you to approve it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Questions?
Yes, here.
Please.
If I have your permission, you introduced three nominees for three positions.
Yes.
You have a nomination of three candidates for three positions. As I understood, Mr. Gnatich is for the second term.
And Isaev also.
Isaev too. And Antonenko, you introduced that he is the... But you introduced that he is deputy director since 2017.
No, he is acting... Well, you know, the procedure is the following. When I was elected, the old directorate... stop this activity, and I have to nominate three acting persons for this couple of months. So Antonenko was nominated and started working for during these 2 months, waiting for approval. While the others, that's how it works.
Any further questions? No? Well, thank you. Thank you. Now, we have the candidates asked to ask there to leave the floor, the hall, and we have a frank discussion of all candidates.
Is a member of the council. What to do? Is a member of council.
Ah. No. What? Sorry. You take over. You take over now. Okay. So
only during your voting.
So who wants to introduce? No. Well, we still have to have a discussion, right? No. What I see here is that I'm to open the discussion of the candidates, exchange of opinions and questions, but those were to Director Kazakov. But we still, I think, need to exchange opinions on our former two candidates, which we have not discussed yet. So I would open a discussion on our two candidates for directors of laboratories, which is, well, let's start with Valery Shvetsov then.
Questions related to
director, to the candidacy of Valery Shvetsov. Please, Michel.
It's not really a question, but I would like to know the opinion of the director of GINR on these two candidates.
Thank you for the suggestion. So I may say that me and my colleagues in directorate are ready to support this nomination. So because the activity during the first term was very positive and very active, so we support them. So and would like to suggest.
But I saw that you nominated one of them, but not the other. So this is. Okay.
Both. There was maybe some one of the mistaken, so it was correction. Both of them I have invited.
Further questions and comments?
This is not a question, but a comment. I would like to favorably comment the presentation of Valery Shvetsov. I think that it was logically well constructed, and it presented nicely both the past and the future. Therefore, I will sustain this candidate. For the second candidate, I have also appreciation for the realization of the lead compartment of GNR. They are important. I think that we should consider the fact that the actual director of LEED comes after a flu for the previous 4 days. So we should take this in consideration also. I know what are the realization of this laboratory, and I also support his candidacy.
Thank you. Further comments? I will then make a comment, not as co-chairman, but as one of the members of the joint of the council. I'll be fully supporting Shvetsov, not only because I think he has shown very good record, but also we have high expectations of the joint program of the Solaris, which will be largely in the hand of Valery. So for that reason, I will be a strong supporter and will vote for Valery Shvetsov. As for the information and technology, this is a crucial element of any large laboratory, so I would, again, personally support that candidature. I may also add that there was a question to Shvetsov related to the science and applied applications. Again, in my view, the Joint Institute is a unique laboratory in the sense that any research topic which is related to the activity of that laboratory will surely come into it. So I think we have a strong feeling that the research quality of the neutron laboratory will be maintained simply by the joint institutes collaborating between different areas of physics. Thank you. Further comments? I can see none. So now I think I pass the floor to the chairman of the election committee to explain ballots and all that. Okay? That's what's written here in the program.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for the floor. The very last information from the technical point of view, the discussion was closed, and now our pretty ladies will distribute to each of the voting member the three ballot papers. It is the first of them with the name of Valery Shvetsov, and the voting is a standard form that you put sign the mark in one of the columns for, against, or abstain. How you decide to do that, but putting only one mark in the line. If there will be another number of marks than one, that means the ballot paper, the vote will be invalid. The another ballot paper is the same. It is the for Korenkov, and it is with the same conditions and the same regulations. The last paper is for the vice directors, and all three nominees are putting on the one ballot paper. That means for each line, for each nominee, for each name, you put one mark, only one mark into the line. If there will be, but in each line, one mark. How you decide it, but if in one line will be another number than one, the voting will be invalid for that. Probably it is everything. I will ask to distribute the ballot papers to all members, and immediately I think that you are asked to vote.
Thank you, Chair. Have all members gotten their ballots? Nobody's missing, right, okay. Okay, now please put your ballots into the box. I'm suggesting we'll take a 5 minutes break. No, 1 minute is not long enough. But there'll be nothing to do for a few minutes. So I suggest we break.
Coffee break now.
Is coffee being served?
Yes. And then
there's coffee. Good news. So we return at 10 to 4. Okay? 10 to 5. No, 10 to 4.
10 to 5. 10 to 5.
Well, my watch. No, we don't have that much 40. Time. Let's return at
20 minutes.
Look, 20 minutes, look, 60.
Now, four. Just according to schedule.
No, but we have it packed, though.
10 to 5.
Yeah, 10 to 5, yeah.
No, but now, no.
Am I wrong here?
Yes. 10 to 5. We are turned back to 10 to 5.
No, 10.
Yeah, 10 to 5
at the... No, 10 to 4.
10 to 4.
10 to 4. 10 minutes.
But it's very short.
Let's return at 4.
At 4.
Okay. Okay. We reconvene at 16 hours at 4 p.m.
Yes.
Sharp. 4 p.m. sharp. Okay? And there's coffee outside, which I didn't know about.
Exactly, yes.